Hello guys, and welcome to the Pensive Podcast. Today is day two of the 7-day fast we're doing here at the Pensive Podcast. I forgot to say hello to everyone. So if this is your first time coming across this podcast, you are most definitely welcome. And if you're returning, God bless you. How are you? You doing good? Awesome. So yes, the second day of the 7-day fast we're undertaking here at the Pensive Podcast. If you have been joining along, thank you, well done, you're doing great, you will do greater, you know, as I said in the last one, the second day is always the hardest one for me, and, you know, such has been, you know, unfortunately it's been the case, but I don't want to say I spoke it into existence, because I don't believe in that, that's another topic for another day, but, you know, I think I just kind of worried about it too much, and then essentially it played out in my actions. So if I'm honest, this is my transparent moment. I broke a little earlier than 3 o'clock today. Unfortunately, it was really annoying, but I might as well get into it now, to be fair. For me, I've noticed being a student and fasting, it becomes harder for me personally anyway to fast when I've got work to do, like deadlines. I've got a 6,000 word literature review to write, I've got lab reports to do, I've got stuff to do, and then it becomes harder to focus, especially on an empty stomach, or rather if I'm not in the bubble that I want to create, you know, that complete worship, prayer and word bubble that I want to be in for my fast, and I'm not out of my house, like, place, I find it harder to fast. But, you know, the Lord will have mercy on me. The Lord will help me. But, you know, like I said, this is only day two, and come day three for me, again, it's always picked up, and then day 4, 5, 6, 7 always been great. I hope you guys have had a good time, if I'm honest. I hope you guys are doing well. The Lord is your strength. Don't give up and don't beat yourself up if you didn't achieve the time that you wanted to achieve. And that's just for every day, not necessarily just for the last 2 days or so. Like, these things, you know, that you begin to develop the habit and the ability for them, the affinity for them, the more you practice this. So if this is your first time fasting, I really want to commend you, because it is a great practice in terms of spiritual discipline, and again it is a biblical practice. So, you know, the Lord is pleased with your efforts and the intention of your heart. So yeah, okay, we move on. Day two. Now, if you saw on Le Twitter, I put up the tweet, the verse for the day, the verses for the day, on this case, and a prayer for today. So today's verse is actually taken from verses are taken from Psalm 119. It's one of the biggest chapters. I believe it is the biggest chapter in the whole Bible. Oh, I think so. I think it's, it's got like 130 something. Oh, I was wrong. It has 176 verses. Interesting. And it spreads over, in this particular Bible, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages. But yes, okay, Psalm 119 verse 11, which says, I'm reading the New Living Translation. Sorry about the noises, guys. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And also verse 109, which says, my life constantly hangs in the balance, but I will not stop obeying your instructions. Now, in pairing these two verses up, I through the leading of the Holy Spirit, came up with the prayer point for today, which says, Father, have mercy for every time I have tried to navigate my own way through this life you've given me. May I walk in the direction you provide through your word. In Jesus's name, amen. Now, context. So, like, a lot of the time when I am, like, preparing this kind of material, I can only ever really do it from a personal perspective. So this is something that I would gladly pray for myself, not necessarily because I, you know, there are people following along with what I'm putting out, but this is something I know that I need to work on. Like, every time I've tried to navigate my own way through life, and it might not be as complicit, I think that's the right word, it might not be as complicit as, you know, God, I've seen the way you want me to do it, and I'm not going to do it, I'm going to do this way. It might just be implicit in the ways that, you know, the Holy Spirit is telling you to, you know, just try this way, or do this, or you just feel this intuition to do something, and then you're like, but that doesn't make sense, I don't see why I should, and then, you know, you don't necessarily obey in the way that you should, or even still, maybe you know better and you still don't make that decision, or, you know, just it can be, there's, you know, it takes various forms, you trying to navigate your own way through life. And because I'm doing this fast, like, in light of, or I'm definitely doing this fast. I would have done it last year if you guys listened to episode I think 13. If you guys listened to the intro to this fast, I was talking about how 2018 was a year of lessons for me. And again, like, one of the lessons I'd learned is I just can't do this life without God. I really cannot. Like, and I don't want to say I did it without him. He really did have his intervention in my life, which I'm so, so grateful for, because I would not be where I am today if he did not intervene. He's such a merciful and loving God. And I just feel like where I find myself today is only because of him. I would say I'd literally put no effort into my life. Let me put it that way. Compared to what God has done in 2018 for me, I essentially put no effort in. I just kind of find myself doing nothing. Procrastination used to be, and it's still a problem on my shoulders. And this is why I'm doing this fast, because I feel like I really struggled today, and I've struggled for maybe the last 8 days in the new year. I wanted to shake off that spirit of procrastination, but it's really hard. It is really hard when you've kind of put up these implemented these practices that aren't necessarily godly. Let's just put it that way. Let me be frank, it is not godly to procrastinate, because even though God rested on the seventh day after creating the earth, he never sleeps nor slumbers, and he's an on-time God. He does things in their season. Ecclesiastes 4 tells us there's a time for everything, and God, who is not bound by time, somehow still able, is works within the bounds of time, because, you know, he created. Anyway, you know, just God is one of practice. So for me, procrastination is what I'm trying to break, and just a habit of discipline, which is proving much harder than I thought it would be. It's harder to cultivate it now, just because I determine, like, I desire to do it, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to come about. What's that thing I keep messing up the saying? If wishes were horses, beggars would ride. Yes, when I heard that, I said, huh. I think I've heard it before, but it was just one day, like, towards the end of the new end of 2018, I heard that. I said, Father Lord, I'm not a beggar. First of all, I am not a beggar, but I do need to put things into action. I really do. Like, discipline is so oh my gosh, I'm finding it so hard to shake this. Excuse me, I'm finding it so hard to shake this. Hold, let me put this thing on. Come here, there we go. I'm finding it so hard to, cultivate this habit of discipline. And it, as much as it is hard, like, I really know that I can't do it without God. And that is something that is essentially me trying to initiate. I feel like I'm realizing it in this very moment, that I've been trying to cultivate this habit of discipline my way, by what I think works best for me. Okay, so let's get up early. Let's make sure we go to sleep at this time. Like, you know, things that definitely are practical and they definitely do make sense, but I can't be disciplined if I don't hand over to God that, God, I clearly have a discipline problem. Can you help me? This is it. Yes, implicit. That's what I'm saying. Like, implicit ways of trying to navigate your way through life. Like, it's not necessarily, and it's not even necessarily that he doesn't want me to be disciplined. He does, but he wants me to do it in a way that will last, and in a way that pleases him, and in a way that will benefit me and, you know, bring glory to him, all in the same breath. So, yeah, man, no, it's been really hard. And I can't stress enough the fact that the way 2018 played out for me cannot repeat itself. I know what my hand, or my lack of hand, you know, did in terms of, like, hindering me and, like, shortchanging me. And I'm just not trying to find myself in that place. So for me, and even still, it's an encouragement in his scripture, these two verses about his word. So let me read the version I used to write the prayer point was using the New International Version, NIV version, which says, though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. That's 119 verse 109 of Psalms. But in the New Living Translation, it says, my life constantly hangs in the balance. And this is the first time that I'm reading this particular translation. I can tell you for free, I feel like, God does not shy away from atting me, from triggering me. And I've never read this particular translation of this verse before, but today my life constantly hangs in the balance, and that is by my own hand. You know, I did that, and that's how I felt. I like knowing where I'm going. That's just how I am. I know it sounds maybe for someone that procrastinates a lot, it doesn't necessarily come across that way, but I know myself. If I cannot see a straight path, I will not step. Go back to, is it episode one, blind free falling? I can't. I'm not going anywhere, but I must move. And because I'm trying to navigate with my own way, you know, through my own way, I found myself constantly like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing. And I was hanging in the balance. I hate that with a passion. I really hate feeling that way. And I don't even express it. I internalize the fact that I don't have this sense of direction. I hate it. But that was by my own hand. And that's how 2018 felt like. I felt like I didn't know where I was. I don't want to say didn't know where I was going. In a more metaphorical way, I just felt no sense of direction. And that's because I had my own life in my hands. I could not see the end from the beginning the way God does. I don't know what is to come like God does. So I was just holding this life. Oh my gosh, this is coming my way. Oh my gosh, that is coming my way. I don't know what to do. Oh, Jesus, help me. And that's the only time that I actually wanted to call on his name. Not even before I got there. I shouldn't have my life in my hands, but this is what I have done by my own work, you know? So I really, really, really know that if I want to make God a priority in my life, I need to give it to him. Like, it's just not going to work. And one of the best ways, which is why I put verse 11, it's, you know, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I think, again, like, sin is not as outright as the, you know, disobeying the Ten Commandments or other commands that aren't, you know, that are across the Bible. It's, you know, it's not just like that, that, you know, those are the only things that define sin. But just doing what he hasn't asked you to do. Like, you know, he doesn't necessarily have to ask you to not do that, but you've done something that he hasn't given you the go ahead on. So why are you doing it? You know, just that kind of disobedience. And the only way that comes about is if you don't really know what he is asking of you. So I really want to know what he's asking of me. I really want him to direct me. I really don't want to find myself doing the wrong thing. So I need to, you know, place his word in my heart so that I do not end up doing the wrong things. I do not end up derailing myself, and I won't find myself at a loss. I won't find my life hanging in the balance or feeling like I have no sense of direction. And there are times, yes, let me be honest, even when you are on your God flex, like you're 100% there, even if that was possible. But if you are 100% there, there are times you will feel like, God, where am I going? What am I doing? That is a better position. He's testing your faith. He's testing if you're fully dependent on him, if you truly trust him to take you where he said he was going to take you, you know. And there will be tests and trials along the way. So there'll be times, even when you're strong in your faith, you will have moments like, what am I doing? Where am I going? But you're in the faith. So me, that was not even proper. I wasn't, you know, vigilant in my seeking of God last year. My life is hanging in the balance. You know, it's a different ball game. I would rather that, honestly. I would rather that, because at least I would know that, you know, greater is to come, and, you know, all things will work together for my good. And he will never leave me or forsake me. Like, these are truths that I know, and I know them because I've grown up in the church. But even still, like, it would be all the more real to me within me if I constantly find myself in his word. So, yeah. Let's ask for mercy on that, like, because you don't want to find yourself implicitly, complicitly trying to lead, you know, or intentionally, accidentally, whatever the word is, and maybe I'm using it wrong, let me know, tweet me, you know, message me, whatever. But, you know, you never want to find yourself in that situation where God is not the owner or the leader or the person that you prioritize in terms of where your life goes, if you get what I'm saying. So, that was a lot. On that note, that is why this prayer point kind of came to my heart. And after giving all of this a background, I would like us to pray. I just suddenly feel a surge of heat coming out of me right now. And I'm sorry if I've spoken really fast. And I just hope that you can hear what I'm saying. But yeah, on that note, are you ready to pray? Then we can do it. Here we go. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for the second day of this fast. We thank you because you have kept us to see this day, Lord. Your mercies are new every morning and your faithfulness is never ending and great, Lord. We glorify you and we ask you to accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We thank you for where we find ourselves today, Lord. It is not anything we could do for ourselves. So, Lord, we glorify you for... Lord, we glorify you for just what you're doing in our lives and what is to come, Lord. And we just ask you, Father, to forgive us. We just ask you to have mercy on us, Lord. Create in us clean hearts and renew a steadfast spirit within us, Lord, so that we can put your word in our heart, that we cannot find ourselves, you know, sinning against you. Father, we just ask you to have mercy for every time we have taken our lives into our own hands and tried to navigate our way through this life you have given us. So just have mercy, Lord. Forgive us for thinking that we are wiser than you. We are not. That is just impossible. And we recognize that in this moment, Lord, we recognize that with this fasting that we're doing to just let you know that we really care about your impression on our lives, Lord. So just have mercy, Lord, for every time that we've forgotten that, or we have, you know, pushed your opinion and your role in our lives to the side. Just have mercy on us, Lord. And we just pray that through your word, we will find the direction in which you want us to go. We will find the path that you have set before us, Lord. It says in the same Psalm 119, I believe, 105, Lord, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path, Lord. So I pray as I read your word, as I study, as I meditate in your word, that your word will illuminate the path before me in the name of Jesus. And even still, Lord, and it's a metaphorical path, Lord, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So let our faith, our belief in our faith, because our belief in our faith increase, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you just help us. You just help us to let go and to let God, as that song says. So Lord, we thank you because you are so merciful. And from this day, Lord, and onto the next, till the end, Lord, we just pray that this will be our disposition, that we have given our lives totally to you, Lord, so that bad habits do not repeat themselves, so that cycles are broken, so that we become the people you have called us to be, so that your spirit is all the more alive in us and we truly grow to be the men and women and children of God you have called us to be. Father, we glorify you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen and amen. I need water, but it's too far away. So yes, thank you guys once again for joining me. And if you haven't joined the last 2 days of the fast, as I've said already, it is not too late. You can join, even if it is one day, even if you end up joining us for just the last day, which is this coming Sunday. It's not that deep. Like, it's just the intent of wanting to seek God that I'm most, that I'm not just necessarily me, but the most, what God is concerned about. So yeah. By all means, share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with whoever. And thank you, thank you, thank you for every single person that has let me know that they're joining in and they're promoting. I really appreciate it. Like, you guys don't understand, like, you're real G's. You are real G's. God bless you. And I just pray that as we use this time to seek God, that he actually hears our cries and he sees you and he answers you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, yeah. 6 p.m. tomorrow we can do this again, and be sure to check for the tweets as well on Twitter at The Pensive Pod. It goes up every day at 8:30, but on Sunday I believe it's earlier, because I know some people go to church quite early. I think it's 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. 8:30 a.m. every day, but Sunday I believe it's 8 a.m. Yeah, so keep an eye out on the Twitter page for any other things I may post, at The Pensive Pod, no spaces, no underscores. What else? Yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. But yeah, let me know how you're getting on, please. That would be lovely. At The Pensive Pod on Twitter, hashtag The Pensive Podcast as well on other socials. Be sure to share this on your socials too. God bless you. But yes, metaphorically, I will see you, tomorrow. By God's grace. Catch you later. Bye.